Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says South Dakota offers a litmus test for how attitudes towards cannabis have changed.
Even South Dakota, one of the most conservative states in America, a majority voted to legalize adult recreational use of marijuana.
55% of state residents voted for Amendment A. The ballot measure legalized adult use and medical marijuana, as well as industrial hemp, into the state constitution. Schumer, a Democrat from New York, has drafted legislation to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. It would leave states to decide whether to legalize the drug. But South Dakota's two Republican senators are not keen on the idea. Mike Round says he thinks decriminalizing marijuana is wrong.
The concept itself is something that I'm not in favor of. I most certainly will not be supporting a plan to decriminalize marijuana. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think it sends the wrong message to our youth. I think we've got enough problems with gateway drugs the way that it is right now.
Rounds' colleague in the Senate, John Thune, is also against decriminalizing marijuana at the federal level. Amendment A was supposed to go into effect on July 1st, but has been held up in the state courts over whether the measure is constitutional. A state legislative subcommittee is on hold, waiting to write legislation that will regulate cannabis use. In the event the state Supreme Court finds Amendment A unconstitutional, the group behind the proposal has four ballot questions ready for the 2020 election. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.